That makes so much sense, Dave, what you just shared. So let's talk a little bit about our white American ginseng and our ginseng plus and how it does support the immune system and what the plus means when we say plus is on our products as well.
Well, the plus usually refers to an ingredient other than the ingredient on the label. So if it says, you know, Amla, you know, plus, then it means that there's spirulina typically in addition to the core ingredient. Spirulina is a great immune modulator, but it also is a great transporter. The proteins in spirulina, proteins help transport nutrients to our cells, and so the proteins in spirulina are highly efficient at increasing the bioavailability of other elements. So anything with spirulina mixed in it is going to be absorbed better than something that doesn't have spirulina in it, unless it's, for example, in a liquid form, like our liquid ginseng, where that isn't necessary.
So with our ginseng plus that we have, can you talk a little bit about what makes the white American ginseng, a better ginseng, and what people mean when what adaptogenic really means?
Okay, well, first, adaptogenic means that your body gets stronger the longer you use it, that your body will adjust to it, and that your body has neuroreceptors that are waiting to use something, and the more they get, the better they feel. Non-adaptogenic are what we call stimulative herbs. And stimulative herbs are to be used for a short period of time. Let me give you a very good example. Everybody likes Echinacea angustifolia. Very popular, correct? But what we probably don't know entirely is that Echinacea angustifolia has a point of diminished returns that is probably somewhere between 12 and 15 days, with 12 being my best guess. And each day after the first day of using it, its ability to modulate your immunity diminishes. And by the 12th day, it has diminished so much that it's useless to have taken it. In fact, it could be counterproductive to continue taking it. Does that make sense? So that is an example of a non-adaptogenic herb. Now, let's take something like larch tree extract or white American ginseng. Let's compare red ginseng versus white ginseng. Red ginseng is a stimulative herb. White American is an adaptogenic herb. So red ginseng could be taken temporarily, you know, intermittently, occasionally. White American ginseng can and should be taken daily and is amazing at reducing stress. A stimulative herb does not reduce stress without also increasing stress. So it could be contraindicative, whereas white American ginseng reduces stress without increasing stress. Because it's adaptogenic, it reduces stress better the longer you use it. Does that answer the question, or is there more that you want out of that?
Sure. No, that definitely answers the question. I think what so many of us at the company find is using our ginseng plus, especially at the trade show this weekend, just gives us stamina, just gives us the energy, the wherewithal.
Alertness, endurance.
Yes.
And please forgive me, Fern, but white American ginseng is better than Viagra. If you take, I'm serious. If you take,
yeah, I believe it.
If you take it consistently, it's been scientifically proven to be highly effective at, you know, at helping with men's erectile dysfunction. And additionally to that, there's something called mount intromission. That means the rate at which you could be prepared for another encounter after having finished an encounter. And mount intromission is increased 300 to 400%, meaning you're ready 3 to 4 times faster for a second encounter. And this has been scientifically proven. So better, it's literally better than the drugs because they have side effects that make you, that could potentially be dangerous, whereas white American ginseng, the only side effect is you might be better in bed.
That sounds pretty perfect, I'm sure, to everybody.